This is part two of my interview with Lean Kim, who is executive pastry chef at the Omni Homestead. She recently completed and won Food Network show Chopped Sweets.
How did you decide you wanted to compete on Chopped, and what was your reaction when you were selected?
Chopped was one of the very popular TV show on Food Network, mm-hmm. and is respected by so many people. When they were casting, I was nervous. I didn't have my high hopes up because I didn't feel like I was good candidate enough. But once the interview went really good, and once they did casting for Food Network, that's when I was really excited. Like, this could really happen.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds really exciting. And what was your experience like on the show? Was it kind of what you thought, or was it really cool to like see how TV and production and all that works?
It was very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of staff, a lot of cameras, and the whole day you're like, what's going on? And you would think that they give you a heads up on what's inside of this mystery basket, but they really don't tell you until you're in front of the camera and you're giving a go to open the basket. You really don't know what's inside.
Was it a lot harder than you thought it would be? That show is really, like, I could never do anything like that.
It was difficult. It was challenging because you don't know what's inside. I mean, frozen sliders, that was a curveball, definitely. For a pastry chef who doesn't work with, you know, sliders, that was one of the ingredients that was total shocking.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us about the three dishes that you made?
Sure. The first dish was, the whole theme of this episode was the boozy basket. So mm-hmm. we knew that there was going to be alcohol in every basket. And they gave us, the first round is going to be something fried, and second round will be frozen, and the last will be something magical or fantastical dessert. So first round, what I did was I made cheesecake churros mm-hmm. with milkshake IPA coconut foam, and with the chocolate anchovies, I made a sauce out of that one.
The second one you did, I have it written down here, a frozen peach schnapps souffle.
Correct.
Yeah.
I knew their contestants was going to do something with ice cream or sorbet, so I wanted to kind of save myself from not running to or fighting over the ice cream machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to kind of think out of the box and like, what's something frozen and yet still be different about it?
Right. And then your third one was a rice cereal marshmallow crisp.
Correct. With microwave curry almond sponge and my magical ingredient, the cotton candy on top. And once I torched it, it all melted together.
Yeah, that's really cool. What was your favorite one out of the three?
I think my favorite one was the first one, was the when I had to play with the liquid nitrogen and they were all nervous. Like, you only have 30 minutes and you're playing with the liquid nitrogen. They were making fun of me with my goggles and my safety gloves.
I feel like being on Chopped, like, not only do you have to be really talented in culinary arts, but you have to be creative and good at time management and thinking outside the box. So that's like a big deal.
The other competitors, they were very well. I mean, one guy, Max, he was very funny. When I saw the French pastry chef, I got so nervous, and they were very talented. And yes, you have to think out of the box and think really quick
mm-hmm.
What you could do. And there's a big clock ticking and you're rushing and you're trying to get around unfamiliar kitchen that you're mm-hmm. trying to get around where everything is. So it was definitely challenging.
Did you have something being on that show that was challenging more than you thought it would be?
For me, it was, obviously, I don't know what this is inside of the mystery basket. But second thing was, where are all the ingredients? So where's the sugar? Where's the milk? Where's the cream? And being nervous, like, what if the other person took all the cream, and what am I going to have? What am I going to have, and what am I going to do, and what's other people going to make, and trying to focus on what you're doing, and there's cameras everywhere, mm-hmm. and it was a lot.
Yeah. Did you Did you practice making things in a really short amount of time, like at home before the show and all
yes,
that?
Yes, actually, I did practice at work. My chef was very supportive of me practicing. Obviously, I couldn't tell them what it was, but I just told them that I'm going on a competition and it's time managed. So they gave me time at late at night to practice running around, and that really helped a lot.
Would you ever do another competition again?
I would definitely do it again. I'm nervous, but I'm yet exciting. I'm looking forward to do another one. I think it's just the rush that you get. It's just indescribable.
Well, thank you for doing this interview with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And congrats on your win.
Thank you very much.
For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.